Welcome back here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb, and on Sunday, the annual Dutchie Awards were hosted by Central College inside PH Kuiper Gymnasium, recognizing the best in the last year of Central College athletics. First off, we're going to catch up with Emily Naughton and Kyle Kaysen of the women's and men's basketball teams after they won the moments of the year for their respective game winners.
Kyle, we haven't had a chance to talk about this, but pretty big game winner there at Cove. First off, just take us through what was going through your mind as that play was progressing.
You know, I just saw the ball in the air and was like, you know, I can go get that. I can catch it. So caught the ball and saw that I still had time to shoot it. So stepped back and shot the ball. Something pretty special.
Well, and it was kind of an awkward-looking shot, right? Because you mentioned you had to step back. The defense was all over you there. Just walk us through, you know, is that a shot that you've practiced before? Or is that just something that in the moment it just kind of came about and thankfully it went in?
You know, it's a shot you mess around with your buddies, you know, you're shooting in the playground and whatnot, but kind of shot a little bit like Dirk Nowitzki off one leg, you know, kind of just playing around, but I necessarily haven't practiced it, but lucky it went in.
Hey, I wondered if that was maybe a little bit of the inspiration behind that one-legged jump there. Emily, we've talked about your moment before, but second game winner against Simpson. I know that that's always a game that you look forward to, being that you're from Indianola. How much more special does that make, doing it a second time, to make it 2 out of 3 wins in a row for the Dutch against Simpson?
Yeah, being able to beat Simpson again after having, obviously, that long losing streak is something that, I mean, will last with the team forever, and I'm just super proud of being within a program where everyone kind of leans on each other. It's definitely something you have those low moments in seasons, but like having those moments with your teammates surrounding you are moments that are going to last a while.
Well, and I wasn't going to rehash the losing streak part of it, but because you brought it up, you know, you were a part of a few of those losses at the tail end there. How much more special does that make those two game winners now against Simpson, knowing that, you know, the first couple of years it was kind of one of those things where you were still trying to get over the hump, and now you've been able to put that behind you with those two game winners?
Yeah, I mean, those first year losing to Simpson, you know, you have that streak in the back of your head, and you don't want to have that be the forefront of every game with Simpson, but being able to kind of break that streak and then keep it going year after year is just something to really be proud of, and doing it for not just the basketball players on the program right now, but all those alumni that weren't able to quite get there for Simpson is super special for us.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Kyle Kaysen and Emily Naughton, the winners of the Moment of the Year Awards here at Central College. It's part of the Dutchies. Kyle, now we talk about that shot. You're only a freshman. How do you put on top of that in the next 3 years?
I don't know if I can top it. I mean, that's something to work towards, but it's a good building block for the future and to try to build on it and get to the conference championship and do the things we dream to do in the future.
Well, and this year, I know that things didn't necessarily go the way that the program have wanted them to, right, in terms of wins and losses, but it really kind of felt like at the end of the year things started to click and the corner started to get turned a little bit for this squad. How do you kind of build on some of that momentum here in your second year with the program and just kind of continue to try to get that program back to the ultimate goal of reaching the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I mean, the team obviously lost a lot from the year prior, and we were very young, had a lot of freshmen, sophomores playing, and so everybody returned, so we're only going to get better. We're not going to get worse, and we really at the end started to bond together and get tighter on and off the court, and that just led to us starting to finally get wins, and we can look to build on that over the off season and get back to work in the preseason so we can get to where we want at the end of the year next year.
Absolutely. And Emily, we talked about it. Now you've got two game winners. How are you going to top that here in your final year?
You know, hopefully we don't have games that close will be one thing, keep the stress off my parents and everything, but you know, just I don't know, I love playing with the team. I don't think moments like that are down, like that one moment doesn't define the whole game kind of thing. So yeah, hopefully just not being that close, not having that much anxiety for it. So
That is a very fair point. And when we look at the women's basketball team, too, they've accomplished some milestones here over the last couple of seasons as well. We talked about getting that win over Simpson, getting to the conference tournament, getting a win over them. Now try to take that a step further. What are you guys going to do in the offseason and things like that to try to build on some of that momentum the program has established and try to get even further and reach goals that are even loftier than that?
Yeah, I mean, we're losing some key people from this season, our seniors that have put in a lot of minutes and a lot of work to have raised our program and only made us better. So it'll be interesting. I know that our underclassmen and even our upperclassmen are going to step into those new roles and really like flourish in that. So just being able to, you know, we beat Simpson and we beat Coe, and from my 3 years here at Central, there's still that one big conference team that we haven't beat yet, which is Wartburg. So being able to, you know, grow as a team and hit that goal, but also there's only you look for making the conference tournament and winning those first two games to make it to the championship, but obviously once you're in the championship game, you're not looking to get second. So that's always the goal for us.
Absolutely. Kyle and Emily, thanks for joining us to talk about the awards, and congratulations on winning the Moments of the Year here at the Dutchies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Once again, that was Emily Naughton and Kyle Kaysen discussing their Moments of the Year awards at the annual Dutchie Awards on Sunday. We now catch up with Haley Bach, who won the record-breaking performance of the year for her efforts for the Central softball team.
I'm Trevor Castle, joined by Haley Bach, the Dutchie winner for record-breaking performance as part of the 2026 Dutchies. Haley, congratulations on your award. Welcome back to campus, right, as a graduate now of Central. What does this night mean to the Central College community, and what does this award mean to you?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to recognize athletes, whether they are on the field, off the field, and the people who help put it all together as well, the people like you who are announcing and Anthony recording everything. And so I think it's a really great way to kind of get everyone together at the end of the year and celebrate the year's successes from the year prior.
Your award was for the most runs scored in a career. And if you look at the women that you passed along the way, kind of a who's who of some of the top players at Central, can you just kind of speak to the career that you had and what it took to break that kind of a record?
I think I can attribute most of that to the people who hit behind me. You look at how many RBIs Franny Burnett had, that like puts it in perspective. All my girls were the ones that were able to get me across the plate. It means a lot because this program has such depth, and it's honestly kind of mind-blowing to see that number and all the years before with Coach Wares and everything. But yeah.
And when you look at you've been out for a year now, right? So what's it like to come back to, I'm sure you're still following along with how the team is doing, a lot of your really good friends on the team, but can you just kind of talk about now being removed for a year?
I think it kind of puts into perspective how special CCSB is and how much I cherished my time here. I have been following along a lot, and I tried to go to as many games as I can. And so it's a lot of fun watching it from a different perspective. It's different, but I think it's helped me realize that life does go on after softball, and it's not who I am. It's just something that I did.
And so what is Haley Bach now up to now that softball's in the past?
Yeah, I work for Berkshire Hathaway Home State Companies. I'm an insurance underwriter, and I'm currently also in grad school. They're paying for my grad school to get my MBA, so I'm doing that as well. And I'm also training for a half marathon, so I am going to be doing that in a few weeks.
Well, it's great to see you, Haley. Congratulations on the award, and I know I'll see you at a softball game soon.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Trevor.
Once again, that was Emily Naughton, Kyle Kaysen, and Haley Bach discussing their Dutchie Awards that they won at Central College's annual Dutchie Awards ceremony on Sunday here on today's Lele Radio Sports page.